five different types of relationships that you can form with customers. Proactive. It goes with the word. You are proactive towards the problem. You talk to the customers. You take their suggestions. You have time for them. You take out time for them. You look at the suggestions and you involve them in your future events. You're being proactive. Partnership. You're working constantly with them. You're taking feedback. Saying, sir, you came last time, we did this. Now we've done this more. Please give me your feedback. Before even he experiences it. You're making him a partner. You know, feedback is valuable for me. And I can give you better value then. We opened a new, we started a new dish in our restaurant, which I think you'll really like. I'd like you to try it and give me a feedback so that, you know, we know how you think about it. Making him a partner. Making him feel important. Very, very, very important. The benefits of relationship marketing come continued patronage of a loyal customer. A loyal customer reduces your marketing costs, decreases his price sensitivity, because he comes not only for the price, he comes for the experience, he comes for the not only for the product but the people. He will not, like I said earlier also, he will not go away if somebody is giving me an extra 1,000 rupee discount somewhere else. Because my perceived value of the relationship is much more than 1,000 rupees. Becomes a part of my property, comes with suggestions, he'll come here and say, yeah, your chandelier is now looking very old, you need to change it. You know, you give it a little newer look. Comes with that kind of suggestion. And you as a person who's building a relationship, you're not saying, not ignore it, but you should tell him, yeah, I agree with you, we need to look at that. But the chandeliers nowadays are too expensive. So let's see if it fits in our budget. So you're making him a part, then he'll give you a suggestion. Now, why don't you, you know, raise money this way, that way? So that becomes partnership. Making him a part. He reduces the marketing cost. You have to spend lesser money to attract new customers. Because your capacity is 100 rooms. You're filling your 100 rooms. You don't have 150 rooms. So you're building that relationship. You're building a new dynamic. That same person will get you more customers also. He will tell all his friends, this is the best place in the world. You should go and stay there only. You should eat there only. The food is lovely. The guys are beautiful. That reduces their marketing costs. They are less likely to switch for price, like I said. They will buy more. So if you tell him, you know, we started this, we started that, you should try this, you should try that. That doesn't mean they're giving it for free. You're asking you to try it. That means they're going to charge you. He doesn't mind paying for it. But he'll buy more because you suggested it. Because he's built a relationship with you. He trusts you. He knows you know his tastes. But if you say that to a person who's come for the first time, you should try this, I think it's lovely. He's come for a specific dish, specific kind of meal, he may not want to try it. So this guy will have a specific meal, but will try this also. So he's willing to spend more. He partners with those. A strong word of mouth, business referrals, he'll tell you, you know, my friend is looking for a wedding venue, I've suggested you. You should call him. He may have suggested that person, may not call you, but he will give you his name. So he'll give you more referrals. He'll create publicity for you. He'll promote a property. You will not need a person to promote a property, one less paid employee. Or more productivity for the marketing department. Loyal customer means a small increase in loyal. A small increase in a loyal customer base will have major increase in profitability. This is for the reason. These are the reasons. He comes more, he spends more. He tells 20 people, he gets you 20 guests. If he has to entertain someone, instead of going somewhere else, he will invite them, no, you come here only. Instead of going to the other person's choice. So, he give you more business. And if that person starts liking your place, that person becomes a regular. So, more profitability. Rich Held and Sasa found that a 5% increase in customer retention resulted in 25% increase, 25 to 125% increase in profits in 9 service industry groups they studied. A result of their work, these researchers claim that building a relationship with customers should be the strategic focus of most service firms. I actually believe this completely. It's the truth of the matter. The more relationship you build with a customer, the more likely the customer is to keep coming back. Whether you are a small restaurant, whether you are a hotel, if you are a small restaurant and the customer frequently eats outside, he will constantly eat outside with you. In today's day and age, it gets difficult to distinguish among competing hotel brands. Marriott and Hyatt, maybe. Hyatt and Lee Meridian may not. It's their hotels. You've got these rooms, you've got 4 restaurants each. It becomes very difficult to differentiate. So with increased competition, the competition has increased everywhere, little differentiation. What is the main differentiating factor? Relationship marketing is the one thing which differentiates one product or one company to another. A loyal Taj customer will always go to a Taj. Will never go to an Oberoi's. The kind of service which he gets in Taj is one which he goes to every Taj he will get. The recognition which a loyal Raj customer will get at every Taj. But this became a phenomenon in the 1990s. Relationship marketing helped organization build complete loyalty. When you develop your customer as a partner, it's completely different. Your transaction with him is completely different whatsoever. He's paying you for his services. He does what a transactional customer does. But that perceived value for him and for you is completely different. And one clear factor is resolving any complaints or suggestions which a customer gives. It's a critical one to customer retention. You know, a customer complains if anything goes wrong. If you don't resolve his complaint, even if he's a loyal customer, at one point of time, he will move on from you. He will break up with you. 91% of them don't back. Don't return back to you. But when you resolve quickly and efficiently by giving importance to the customer's complaint, you're giving importance to the customer. When you give importance to the customer and you resolve his complaint, you're ensuring he comes back. He keeps returning back to you. You're out of earlier, when you were not resolving, 91 people would not come back out of 100. Now, when you are resolving, only 18 don't come back. So, 82% of these customers will return if you resolve the problem. But a complaint detection rate, if you detect the complaint and you resolve your minor complaints instantaneously, then you can reduce your leakage of customer to 5 out of 100. You drop it down to 5%. What you're literally doing is you're ensuring, you know, and a complaint resolution is very important. When you resolve a complaint, when you talk to a customer, the customer can be dissatisfied with anything. Yeah, I'm not happy that this is not working yet. you resolve it, you give the customer attention. Although he was unhappy, then you have to change his unhappiness to, you resolved it, and then to satisfaction. That helps you, in retaining customer. That helps you in relationship marketing. That's the crux of it. Distinction can be made in two types of quality. Product features which enhance customer satisfaction, and freedom from deficiencies which increases in customer satisfaction. Expectation guess formed by company image. When a customer is first time coming to you, he's already had an image for you. Like I said, I use the word name Taj. So my expectation is when I'm going to Taj, it's going to give me a particular kind of service. The image of the company is such. The word of mouth, I've heard of so many people who've gone to Taj. What are the effects of the company when I'm spending 30,000, 40,000 rupees a night, for a hotel room? My expectations are different than when I'm going to a motel. Those expectations are different. So I come with a certain set of prejudices, certain mindset that this is what I should get. And if you don't meet this, I'm unhappy. First, you have to read my mind. What my mindset is. So I'll come with that. I'll try your product once. But if I'm unhappy, I'm not going to come back. Now, you at that point of time, as a hotel manager, as a person working in the hospitality industry, has to figure out what my perceptions are and my mindset is. And identify the areas by talking to me. Why is it making me unhappy? And then try and bridge the gap or completely remove the gap. So your technical quality and your functional quality both become important. And that's how you build a relationship. So what is your technical quality? It's your guest room. The meal in the restaurant, the car from the rental agency. What is the function quality? Is the way your staff speaks to you? How you interact with them? What is the standard of the service which you're giving? How you're greeting me? Am I being escorted to the room? What is the experience which I go through? The room may be brilliant. That fits my hotel perception, but that is not the only thing which is my perception. Everything else is there. So if I've fallen unsatisfied when I'm entering the Taj, when I've checked into the Taj, there's a reason for it. Now that reason can be identified when you speak to the guest, when you build a relationship with him. And then you can correct it. And you can change the person's experience over the person's stay. So, you have to look at both functional quality and technical quality. Technical quality expects a certain standard of room because he's paying a certain amount of money. That's a product. So, I expect certain finish in the presentation of the food and the taste in the present of the food which is served to me in a restaurant in Taj. I may be getting that, but if a person is just putting it on my table and not being smiley enough, the whole function quality dissatisfies me. If I'm not satisfied with the taste of my food, the kitchen can change something, can do something different. But I can't do anything about the functional quality unless you don't improve in your functional quality and create an interpersonal relationship. You will not be able to ever retain me as a customer. So higher the quality builds more loyal customers. Because the reason why it does it, because the people come back for it. It creates a very positive word of mouth. Becomes a very important factor in purchase decision. It becomes good for a hotelier because it helps me sell to other people who were not coming to me earlier. brings potential clients. Your competition has got a loyal customer. Breaking a loyal customer from somebody is very difficult, by the way. Once a customer becomes loyal, unless you do something wrong and which makes him say, no, let me try something else. Very difficult to convince him. He's not going to move for 500,000, give me extra discount. He's not going to come. Because it's that functional quality which brings him to my place, along with the technical quality. So customer loyalty factors, there's transactional loyalty, the frequency, length of business, customer service, customer share, emotional loyalty. And emotional towards the brand. You're happy to pay a premium price for the brand. My satisfaction levels with our product service relationships is very good here. If I want to talk to the GM, I can talk to the GM. The restaurant manager greets me by name every time I go there. If there is a new employee, they introduce me. Our satisfaction level is very high. And competition level. Steps in relationship marketing. So I'm going to sum up with these in the next few slides. Yeah, for relationship marketing, strong leadership is required. A strong leadership, a strong culture. It has to be throughout the organization. Everyone speaks in unison towards that culture. You have to understand the customer. You have to understand the business which you are doing. Your operational fundamentals have to be very clear in your mind. You have to be very clear in your operational. You have to leverage every factor which you have in the freedom of approach of your work. Obviously, it's a technological world, so you have to use technology wisely. And never forget, hospitality is people to people business. And because it's people-to-people business, human resource management and practices become very important. Your standards become very important. Your feedback mechanism becomes very important. Your feedback from not only the customers, but from your employees also becomes very important. Are you giving them the work culture where what you want them to achieve in terms of your relationship marketing, will they be able to achieve? All that becomes very important. Now, like I said, technology is today's day and age is technology. So digital marketing becomes a very big factor in terms of building relationships also. So key elements is you need to have a website. You need to have social media presence where you engage with customers everywhere. You have to keep engaging with customers online, taking feedback, giving feedback, answering people's questions online. So SEOs, which is search engine optimization, which you need to do, right? So that you are available when a person types hotels in Mumbai, your hotel comes right on top. For that, you may do paid advertisements also. Email marketing also becomes a very important aspect. Communication becomes easier with these aspects. Plus, now you've got online travel agents, OTAs, which help you in terms of your digital marketing. So you've got to do all these things and you've got to be very clear and precise. A website has to be attractive. A person should not leave your webpage. It has to be interactive. Your social media campaign has to be interactive. You have to keep interacting with customers. You have to be visible in a search engine, otherwise how will they find you? Especially people not knowing about you at all. These are some aspects. Now let's get to PR. PR is a very big important tool in terms of building positive relationships. Now PR builds the image of the chain hotel or the hotel. It's PR with the media, which you do, with the community, which you do, with the stakeholders, which you do. Stakeholders is your customer, your internal customers, your external customers. Not only your shareholders, but these are also stakeholders. Good community presence always gives a good feedback. Always gives good publicity. Creates good brand reputation. And will always attract customers. Always. Promotions or marketing activities that are designed to create awareness of a product. Advertising, discount, contests, you can do all these things. But you also need to engage with the community around you as a hospitality organization. That creates its own PR. Then promotions, we talk about promotions. You can do advertisements. Offering discounts on OTAs is a normal process. Because normally customers go to OTAs to book hotels when they're not loyal to a particular brand. So they're going for the price differentiation which you use. You can create contests, engaging your customers. Potential customers use contests. So PR and promotions used in hospitality trade. Well, PR can happen in using trade magazines, getting an article out by your GM, getting an article out by somebody else in your hospitality. That's using trade magazines where it promotes you across the world with compatriots. Getting advertisements out there in different trade magazines, you can do it. Using your own website to promote yourself. Increasing awareness of the hotel for new customers. Like I said, using OTAs also. You can use promotions, offering discounts on drinks, buy one, get one free. That will get you the customer for the first time. Will that customer then stay? That it is up to you with your relationship marketing you use. To attract a customer, you may use a discount for the first time. But will he come back? Once that your discount scheme is over, will he come back? That depends on how you use your relationship marketing. A tour operator may use PR to get featured in the new articles. New destinations. You can promote destinations through PR. You know, in-flight magazines. You can have articles on a new destination. Then you can give tourism board can do special deals with flights which are starting into a new destination. To give discounts, accommodation deals can be done. Advertisement campaigns can be done. But larger hotels and larger organizations and chains and include and the government use PR as its main activity for promotion business. Because that attracts new customers, increases sales, and boosts the bottom line. Now, apart from that, it also helps the sector and also helps the destinations. Now, market research is a very important aspect now. This is what tells you what your target audience should be, how your product mix is developed, how you're going to do your re-evaluation of your services. So how do you do market research? All hotel continuously does market research. We survey our own guests who are staying with us, talk to them, survey them, have standard questions which people talk to them and survey them. So there are surveys, you can do focus groups, you can do interviews. And secondary research is your understanding which you get from your customers at all times. What does market research give you? Makes you understand your customers' needs. Helps you identify your target audiences. You may want to target X, but you are targeting Y. Y is coming, X is not coming. So makes you understand your customer needs. You identify trends. Helps you develop marketing strategies. So, I mean, if you create an ad and you do a focus group and show it to this and ask different questions, then they will tell you what's wrong with the ad. What is the communication you want to give? Is it going back on, going there or not? Going to an ordinary person or not? The person who you are targeting. That is why I said X is coming. You are targeting X, but Y is coming. Why? So you are developing now marketing strategies to get your X also. Helps you make better decisions. So all in all, that would conclude the sales and marketing overview. I would like to thank you for your time.